comes to teach us that for every shivcho, yichayv is separate korban. So that is posik in Vayikra Yutes, it says, v'ish sheyishchav es isha shivcha zera v'hi shivcho necherefes liish, means she's a shivcho, but she set aside from men. So the machlokes in Gemara really was a necherefes, means she's a chatzi shivcho, chatzi bascharin, or no, even a complete shivcho. Still, the posik says the chiddush here that if you do it the mezid basra v'kuris t'yeloi, that you get malchus. Then the pasuk says, "Ve'ev yisashom l'Hashem apesachoy moed el oshem." That if you do it without asro, then you have the chiyuv to bring this korban oshem. So that's the chiddush for to say that gufu mechlokim yashyishka ves isha shivcha zera mashma that for every isha you live with, every different shivcha, you have another chiyuv a korban. Then it says nozir shenitma tumasari. Another case is a nozir that gets tummy a few times. Also, he has the chiyuv to bring one korban. Every tumah, man tana, who's the tana? Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Yesi, Rav Yudi. Goes according to Rav Yesi, Rav Yudi. The Omer he holds Nezirus the Tyro, Mishvihu the Chaylolei. That the Shvi the Tyro starts on the seventh day. Now, so the Nozir becomes tummy. So he's tummy for 7 days. So after he finishes the seventh day, that it becomes tor from tumah neis. Right then, it starts really starting to count his Nezirus the Tyro. On Mishkatas look again. Shenitma b'shvi, that the case, let's say, became tummy again on the seventh day. For cause of a nitma b'shvi, then he waited 7 days, went to the mikvah zor, shlishi or shvi, then on the seventh day became tummy again. The chivon lo yotze shor ru lahakriv b'korban, since it never came a time that he could bring a korban, because the chiv korban is first on the eighth day, so since it didn't come yet a time to bring the korban, ain't a chayv el a korban echod. Therefore, it's still nichlal on the first chiv korban, and never came a time yet to bring it. And he became tummy again. This nausea first was tor, then he became tummy. So he has to wait 7 days till he becomes tor, and on the eighth day he's supposed to bring a korban. Now on the seventh day after he became tor, he again touched the mace. So he becomes tummy again for another 7 days. But since it did not come the eighth day yet to bring the korban, and he became tummy on the seventh day, so we say now it's called like one big tumah richta dummy, and therefore he only has to give to bring one korban for all these different tumas. So Mor says, because the Rebbe, if the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, Kivim the Yom Rebbe, since Rebbe says, Nezirus the Tyra ad Shmini lechalalei, if a Nozir becomes Tomei, he can't start counting over again his Nezirus the Tyra until the eighth day comes. And so, Amonashach, Eid the Nitma Bishri, if he became Tomei again on the seventh day, because of Nitma Bishri, Kulu Tomei Rechti, that's no Chiddush. He never became Torah yet to start counting his Nezirus the Tyra. So it's not called like a new tumah. There's no chiddush to say that one korban tatis. Elamai the nitma b'shmini elamai he got tumah on the eighth day. Because of nitma b'shmini came tumah again on the eighth day. Then kivun the yotze shor who you like real korban since it came the eighth day already, which is the day that's fit for this nozir to bring the korban for his first tumah. If so, mechayev the kolachas yachas enachnami, and then it became tumah on the eighth day. Avadis like the new mice altogether and rabbechir to bring the second korban. So Mishnah came talking about that case either. Elish Ramina should be approved to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya went like this: the Kidesh es Roish Rabbi Yehu means B'yom Avoras Kabunayso Diver Rabbi. When does another start counting his Nezirus the Tyrant when he was Tomei? On the eighth day, the day he could bring his korban. That's Rabbi Shita. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda why even know B'yom Tigalachtoi on the seventh day, the day that he becomes Tor. That's the day he takes his haircut. That's the day he can start counting his Nezirus the Tyrant. That's the Chiddush, according to Yosef Yehuda. Mishnah tells us the Chiddush, even though he was Tor after 7 days, on the seventh day he became Tor already, and he took his haircut, and then he became Kamei. That's the Chiddush, even though it's like a new Tumah, it's Mechayivim to start over again, still he only has a Chi of one Korban for these Tumahs that happened to him on the seventh day. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekana Liyishtoi, Ayideh Anoshim Harbei, if somebody like makes his wife into a Saita, let's say, and he's Mekana, he warns her not to stay away from a few men. So Rashi says, maybe mincha serim echod al kulam kishumashto. When he makes a drink like when swear, so even though she's swearing and drinking for a few different men, she only has to bring one mincha. Or mitzera shenis nagan negoyim hab, wouldn't a mitzera have a lot of negoyim on him? It's heavy tzipur, and he only has to bring one set of kabonis, one set of tzipurim, that's enough. What's going to be heavy tzipur and the mitzera brought his tzipurim? His tzipurin, Rashi says, oisen shtei tzipurin chayis, achas neshchiti v'achas neshluach. Yeah, and then, v'nisnage, then it became a neger again. loy onu loy atchiyovi chatosoy. But you can start with that, the high loy onu loy mash much a sorok las lovi that say face upon having his mask, he has to bring again another tutsi porum again. Lochon nega venega atchiyovi chatis. Until he brings the korban chatis. Avul hevi tzipor v'chatosai. Let's say first he brought a tzipor v'chatosai, and then it became a neger again. And tzorok lovi l'kishitoyer on negerishon. Then he would not have to bring any more the birds for his first tuma. That's the Mishnah says that hevi tzipor v'nisnagin became a mitzvah again. Is the avul loy atchiyovi chatosai? If you do ayna atchiyovi asham, until he brings his asham. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the chiddush in Mishnah is. Gemara says, "We know, and how do we know this chiddush over here? The chiddush zoyis teras haknois means tera achas leknoyim harbe. Most you have to bring one mincha for a few different knois. Means even though the husband was jealous of her and warned her from a few different men, the lachrish only has to bring one mincha. Mitzarish and nagin legoyim harbe. Minolam the chiddush zoyis teras hametzara tera achas lemitzaroyim harbe. Verse now one nega, then it became tor from it." And then it became another nega, then Torah, then another nega. If he didn't bring any kabonis yet, so she told he has to bring just one set of kabonis. Then it says the Mishnah Hevi Tzipurin from the snag. Let's say the Mitzvah brought for his two Tzipurim. Then it became another nega. Loi maybe el korban echad. Loi olo. The Mishnah says Loshen of loi olu loi. Atchiyavi chatos does know from until he brings the korban chatos. If you do oim atchiyavi yashamai. Till he brings the korban oshem. So how the meaner is, even though he has to bring a second pair of kabonis. So we ask the question, why? Va'amad, you just got finished saying in the Mishnah that ain't maybe el korban echad. That's the klal by mitzayrom shenis nagin the goyim harbe. The Mishnah says all you have to do is just bring one set of kabonis. So how can the Mishnah now says you have to bring over again? So Gemara says the pshat for the Mishnah is really chasuri mechs where something is missing in the Mishnah. V'rochi k'tana, this is what should be learned in the Mishnah. Hey, Vitzi Purvin, let's say they brought, that the Mitzvah brought his two birds, Finis Naga, then they have another Naga came upon his body. Is Ein, maybe, Ela Korban Echad, he only has to bring just one Korban, that's all. Uli Akvuya Baniyas of Ashiris, Le Mikva Achiyavi Chatas, that's the Mishnah means to say. That even though the Mitzvah Kitzah came in Mitzvah a few times, so all he has to do is just bring one Korban, that's enough, one Korban is enough. But there's new halacha now, how we kaveya, how he is, whether he's rich or whether he's poor, as what type of korban does he have to bring? So that was saying now, l'akfuya banias u'bashiris. When do we tell how poor he is or how rich he is to mechayvus what type of a korban he has to bring? That's when nikfel atchiyavi chatas. That depends how he is when he brings his korban chatas. The rest of the korban, ploy olu atziporin likova banias u'bashiris. Timoya oni b'shas avos. Let's say he was poor when he first bought the tziporin. V'eshur, then when he became rich. His sorok lovi korban osher, yes, v'nal korban osher. For my osher was rich then, but only became poor later. Maybe only bedalus, atchiyavi chatosoi, the boss of chatas as linen, bein banias, bein bashiris. You know, we have to how he was, the shasi bought his chatas, whether he was poor or whether he was rich at that time. The difference is that an osher has to bring three korbanos, three kfosim for his korbanos. And if he's a poor person, he only has to bring one korban, one keves for the osham. And then he has to bring two birds for his oila and for his chatis. So nafkamina is, what does he bring for the oila and for the chatis? That depends upon how rich or how poor he is at the time when he actually brings the chatis. And if he's poor then, so all he has to bring is just bring birds for the chatis. And if he's rich then, he'll have to bring a korban or daima kevis for the chatis. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. That avada or mitzari, even though he becomes a mitzari a few times, he only has a chiv to bring once the set of tziporim, one kabonis. Just later when we kaveya, whether he's an usher, whether he's a oni, that depends how he is, the shasi brings his korban chatis. And at this Rabbi Yudah says, no, atchiyavi yashama, you depend upon how rich and how poor he is, the shasi brings the korban oshem. Now, Tanan also learned over there, mitzvah shevi yashamai, a mitzvah brought his korban oshem. The heshen, later became rich, he has a kohala kacha chatis, vipu Rabbi Shimon. It depends upon how he was, the shasi brought his chatis. If he was poor then, so he could still bring birds for his chatas and oila. Rabbi Yudhuayme hakod olach achar oshem. Now you go boss how he was, the shasas korban oshem. Like it says now, Mishnah the machlekes, we're doing the machlekes over there also. Tanya look at Blazav and Yaakov Aymer. Hakod olach achar tziporin. Depends how he rich, how poor he was, the shasi brought his tziporin. All three of them dash in one pasuk. Pasuk says, "Asher tasig yodei b'tarosai." How much he could afford the shas becomes Torah. Reb Shimon Sovar Dovra Mechaproi. What does it mean tarosai? Means the korban chatis, that's mechaprim. So depending upon how rich or how poor he is, the shas brings his chatis. Reb Yudis Sovar Dovra Machshiroi. Says what's machshimash is oshom. She midomoi noisna bohinosai machshiro lekolop bekotchim. The korban oshom, that's what's machshim tikotchim. So that speaker was telling how rich or how poor he was, the shas he brought his oshom. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Dover Agurim Le Tyro, Omani El Siporim. What caused them, Lemaisa, to have the Tyro? That's the Siporim, the birds. Rashi says, Gormim Loi Tchilas Tyrosoi, Shemidama Tzipa Mazin Olov. That's like the beginning of his Tyro. So we go boss of the birds, so that's what's Machloikis. How do we shatz up what is rich or poor according to which carbon he brings? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Isha Shiyoldo Vlodis Harbe? And Isha gave birth to a lot of different Vlodis. The pilu b'toich shmoinim, and she had a miscarriage within the 80th day nikeva of a first nikeva. First she gave birth to a nikeva, so then she can't bring a korban later until 80 days pass by. Now in the middle of these 80 days she was mapa, she had another miscarriage. Chosva v'pilu b'toich shmoinim, and again it happens the same thing of a nikeva, or else v'amapel is tumim. Let's say she gave birth to twins. So, Reb Yudwaima, maybe Alarishin, maybe Alashnia. Maybe, so that's trying to, so the Tanakam is saying that this is another case where for a few Sibis, she only has to bring one carbon. Like, even though she was Yoledis a few times here, still there's only one Chia carbon. Since she was Mapo, the second lady took place in the middle of the 80 days, and never came a time near Claw that she could bring her carbon yet, therefore, so considered Nichlal in the one, a carbon. So she only has to bring one carbon for all these ladies. Now, Reb Yud, and who are then by twins also. Now, Reb Yud, Reb Yud says, Mevi al Arishon. The first time she had a lady, she had a cave, she has to bring carbon for that. But Vienna Mevi al Ashniya, since the second one, the miscarriage happened within the first 80 days, so that one we overlook. And therefore, she only has to bring one carbon when she finishes the 80 days. Bashenke, maybe Alishvish, he says over, but the third birth, that's like a birth by itself. And for the third one, since it happened after the 80 days of the first one, so for the third one, she'll have to chiyuv to bring another carbon. But then, maybe Alarevi, on the fourth one that she has the miscarriage, since that one is within the 80 days of the third one, so she's not chiyuv to bring a second carbon. Then, every second one, she doesn't have to bring a carbon for, but for the third one, she does. So according to him, the first one, yes, second one, no, third one, yes, fourth one, no, fifth one, yes, sixth one, no. That's a view that holds. There is a case that she brings one carbon for a lot of different velodis. Yechla, I would have thought to say, afal aleda v'al aziva. Who are then, if she has a leda and a ziva also, she only has to bring one carbon. Tamalei mezais, for the ladies, she's yotze with one carbon. But she has a ziva also, machmas the tum aziva, she'll have to bring a second carbon. Katoni says, Yechla, I would have thought to sell a lady v'al aziva, enum avila carbon echot. Elamiyatir solik, what kind of happening is that? Ochel adam, somebody she eats down, let's say, and then the oldest she gives birth. His ochinami, here also, you want them as a svar, they maybe a carbon echad. Like, what kind of argument is that? Pshita. Since they're two separate chatoyim, she has to have two separate sibis, two different reasons why to bring a carbon. Pshita, she has to bring both. My aim around the hoch, he said like this. Yoch, I would thought to sell a leidish lefne malais, for a leidish liacha malais, ta malay mazais. Maybe she gave one miscarriage, she gave birth within the 80 days. And then 80 days passed by after the second one. Then she had miscarriage after the second, after the 80 days. So I would have thought to say maybe she only has to bring one korban. Kavashla, no. She has to bring then two separate korbanos. Then it says, what a pila b'tzeach shmeinim. Kishatim tzlamet, what's the machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Tanakama? So what's the this? Kishatim tzlamet. The divrei Reb Yehuda, vlad rishon gerim. Or mevlad rishon mein, you count the first one. Divrei Chomado, vlad sheni is gerim. But Vlad Sheni Maina, Shtim Tzolayma Pshita, Hoch Yisrael is the way it is, but Pelas Tumim Mitzvah, the Chesh says it gives birth to twins. Chagot, that the Chamina Ram Pelas Tumim Mitzvah, Rabbi Yudel Rabbon and Kamash Malon, that there he does not agree, there is a Machlekes by Tumim also. So Rashi says, Adivri Chachomim, as a Ladivri of Yehuda, Midalei choshev malois l'sheni shamina vlad rishon gorim lekorban mevlad rishon mina pay. You have to count 80 days. Hilkach slishi, that's merlot achad malois of the rishon, that's mechayv your second korban. That's why it, the third one you have to bring korban for. But the rest of the dibur chachamim midalei mechayv elachad abas, you have to bring one korban for the last one. Yisrulei vlad sheni kloimar Achron Gorim LeKorban, the last one you bring, that's the one that's mechayev to bring a korban. So every time the last one you see, you have to wait 80 days from that one. And since Lamaisa you had another miscarriage in between, so therefore you only have a chiyuv to bring just one korban and not like this first and third and the sixth. Samor says Pshit Rashi Zochisa Teim LaAvochim. What's the machlokes then? Samor says Mapelas Tumah. You just brought the twins of the Chiddush. But the Mishum Mapelas Tumah Mitzvah Lei. Lashmi teaches this Kiddush. The Mapelas Tumim Nami Pligu Reb Yuda. The Madrasa Madrasa say Betumim Moida. The Chod Leida Richtis one long birth. Hoil the Yiburin Kachas. Visle Nami Malais Lishen Yishlishi La Bar Korbanu. So Rashi says, I would have thought to say, well, by Tumim, which you gave birth to twins like, then even Reb Yuda would agree. The Chod Leida is one Leida Richtihi. Hoil the Yiburin Kachas. They gave birth like they came pregnant together. That you don't have the chiyuv to bring one korban and not like the first and the third and the sixth and the fifth. Kamash Beno Reb Yehuda argues here and says here also you have to bring a separate korban for the first, for the third, and for the fifth. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do all this list, little gemara. We'll do all again on the next tape. Before. Yeah, the last Gemara will start over again from that Tesla base. The bottom Gemara again says that a pilu b'tzoich shemayim. Here the Mishnah said a chiddush that an isha usually every time she gives birth she has to bring a korban yoledis. She has to bring two tziporim, two birds. What's going to be though? Sometimes she can give birth a few times and she only has to bring one korban. So the case is, let's say she gave birth once. The halacha is now like she gave birth to a girl, so she's tummy for 14 days. And then there are 66 days you made Tyra. So after the 80th day and the 81st day, that's when she first has to bring the korban. Let's say she was matzal, she had a miscarriage during those 80 days. So like, it never came a time to bring a korban. And then again she was matzal again within the 80 days. So at the end she only has to bring one korban for all these ladies. Reb Yudin in the Mishnah said, no, Reb Yudin said, the first lady, you have to bring korban for that one. Now the second one that she was mapped, she had a miscarriage within 80 days, so we overlooked the second one. But then the third one, she had a miscarriage with the second one, with the third one. Since that's more than 80 days after the first one, so for the third one you would have to bring a korban. And then the fourth one you overlook, and the fifth one you would have to bring. That's machlokes in the Mishnah. So more stuff like this. The Gemara says that kishtim tzolim, if you want to say, so the Divrei Reb Yehuda, the Kodesh Reb Yehuda, that Vlad Rishon Gorim Umaylet, therefore Rishon Mina, therefore you count from the first one. So the Kodesh Reb Yehuda, which Vlad is that causes you to bring a korban? It's the first time you gave birth. So the first time she gave birth, then we have to wait till 81 days pass by. And after 81 days pass by, like that's the chiyuv to bring a korban then. Even though she was mapped in between, so what? I look at the first one, and that's mechayev to bring a korban. So even though she had a second miscarriage in between, I overlooked that miscarriage. But once the 81 days are up, then we start over again. So by the third miscarriage, that's mechayev for a second time to bring a korban. That's a view this far. More said, "Lo divrei chachamim, according to chachamim, v'lad sheni gorim." Like it's, she gave birth once. And now within 80 days, if she gives a miscarriage, so the second kid is what caused her to bring the korban. And Kaseida, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, it's always the last one that's mechayev to bring the korban. And therefore, she only has to bring one korban for these ladies. That's called divrei chachamim, v'lad sheni gorim. So Gemara says now, therefore, sheni moina. Now, Gemara says, kishtim tzolim, you just want to say like this, chur pshita, it has to be that way. Hachi said, there's no other way to learn. So Mor says, the Chiddush is Mapelas Tumim. In the case, let's say she had twins. She became pregnant with twins, and then one had a miscarriage now, and one had a miscarriage a little bit later. So that's the Chiddush. then in this case, I would have thought to say, the Ma'apelis Tumen, when she had a miscarriage from the two twins that she had, maybe Rabbi Yudla Rabbonin, maybe Rabbi Yudla would agree to the Rabbonin, that there's only a chi of one korban, and not more, and not for every second one, like you have to bring a korban. Is Kamash Master Chiddush know that still Rabbi Yudla argues, and Rabbi Yudla knows even if there was a miscarriage from twins, it would be the same halacha, that for the first one you have to bring a korban, and anything that happens after 81 days later, would be mechayiv to bring a second korban. That's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yudla, that even when it was twins, still we say, with the third one, you'd have a chiyuv to bring your own korban. Now the Gemara says, you'll have a question like this, you end up, you'd have a question like this.